بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ونزل عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as we know today, one of the dilemma is the coronavirus. You must have heard about it. The spread started in city Wuhan in China, and is because it's an epidemic and it's very contagious. So we have to know about it and we have to take some precaution. It is said that more than 2,000 people in China already died because of this coronavirus. And so far there is no injection, there is no medicine found to cure this disease. And there are millions of people are already affected by this. And you can see the pictures of cities. The people are inside the houses. They are very scared to go out. And those who are going out, they're putting some mask on their mouth. And to that extent, that even the different cities and countries are making precaution, like Japan, Singapore, Taiwan, Indonesia, Malaysia, all those countries, they are at the airport, they are checking those passengers or travelers who are coming from China. They're making sure if they found any kind of disease from the airport, they're taking them to the hospitals so that that cannot be spread in other country or cities. This is similar to the Spanish flu, which happened like 100 years ago, and it killed about 50 million people. So coronavirus also is same kind of symptoms, like person get headache, running nose, and cough, sore throat, etc. And then his brain stop functioning, and he falls down and he dies on the spot constantly. This virus is contagious and it can affect to other people, transmitted from the human to the human. That's why it is very dangerous. What is the cause of it? They say the main cause of it is still not found. But they are guessing that people of China, they like to eat and drink bat, the soup of the bat. You know, batman? Chimgadar jo usko urdu mein chimgadar bolte hain. Bat?
Bat.
Yeah. Bat. That bat, B-A-T. So, this is the main cause of it. This disease comes from that. And then other reason is they like to have the soup of the snake. Any reptile, the Chinese people, they don't leave anything. Dog and cats and you name it. Any kind of animal, octopus, they eat everything. And this is the cause of it. He said because of this bat soup or snake soup, which a snake eat bats. Because mostly snakes, their food is bat. So if you eat the soup of the snake, indirectly the bat is going into your stomach. And this is the one of the reason of this virus. Now, this is the one thing, and you can see the beauty of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and even the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal for us certain animals, like we can eat camel, cow, goat, sheep or chicken. These are only five animals allowed to eat. And other animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made forbidden for us not to eat. And if a person is thinking, why I am free, I can eat anything. Yes, if you are free, if you don't follow the Sharia, then this is the consequences of it. So from the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us those kind of animals and birds which are harmful to human being. In Sharia is totally forbidden. So if you stick to the Sharia, regardless you understand or you don't understand, just follow the Sharia. It is a safe way. Other than doctors are now recommending that you should not intermingle with other people, you should not go out for any other, you know, activities, and you must wash your hands constantly. You do not touch your eye or your nose or, you know, your face without washing your hands. So these are the precautions given, stay away from the crowd and all these things. But look at the beauty of Islam. Islam is emphasizing for the cleanliness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-tuhur shatrul iman." It's that important. To be a pure and clean is your half of the iman. A Muslim cannot stay dirty. His body should be clean, his clothes should be clean, his food should be clean. Whatever he's eating, whatever he's drinking, make sure is halal, is pure, is clean. So cleanliness is part of iman. Now after this disease, they infected, now they're saying wash your hands and do a put the mask and don't do this and don't do that. Islam already taught us. And alhamdulillah, a Muslim who is practicing 5 times daily prayers, if he's punctual of 5 times daily prayers, then obviously he's washing his hands and mouth and everything 5 times a day. It's automatically becoming clean and pure. So this is the beauty of Islam. Like few years back, they had a mad cow. You must have heard it started from the Britain, from the UK. And that also mad cow flu was spread, widespread, and it killed millions of people in those days. And they couldn't find the cure for it. And how it started? Because, you know, whatever leftover dead meat or leftover, you know, livestock, they used to grind it and feed it to the cow. And whatever the stomach and head and whatever left over used to be in the butcher shop, in the habitual, they used to grind it and then used to feed back to the cow. So by eating those kind of things, cow got this disease and it became mad. Then they give this name, mad cow. They made him mad. When they blame the cow. The cow is mad and is spreading the flu. Mad cow flu. Then some time ago, we must have heard about Ebola virus. It started from African country. And symptoms and cause was the same. And until now, they found some vaccines and all these kind of things. But still, it's not under control. So, this is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that before the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, before the Yawm al-Qiyamah, this kind of disease will spread, which people haven't heard before, haven't seen before, and there will be no cure for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that إذا سمعتم به بأرض فلا تقدموا عليه وإذا وقع بأرض وأنتم بها فلا تخرجوا فرارا منه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know, this epidemic like a plague or this kind of disease which is transmitted to each upon each other, it used to happen in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also. So plague sometimes used to spread out. And so that is the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised al hadith with this regard. If this kind of this kind of virus, the coronavirus or this kind of virus is spread or the flu or the plague, the people who stay in the town, they should not go out from the town. They must remain and face the consequences, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for them and make it blessing for them, for the believers. And those who are not in the town, they should not try to go there. If they hear that there is a plague spread or this kind of virus has been spread, they should not try to go there. Like for example, today people should not buy the ticket to go to China or Beijing, because they know this spread, this virus, coronavirus is there. They should try to avoid it. Now the question arises that we should have to protect ourselves from the death, right? So why we should not run away from the town where we are affected? Now why Rasulullah said don't go and you must stay with those people, and if you have to die, you're going to die with their cause, but then because of your sabr and patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward of shaheed. Those people who get affected by plague, or not only plague, any kind of this kind of virus, like in today's terms is coronavirus. If Muslims are dying because of this virus, inshallah, hopefully, they will get the ajr of shaheed there and there. They are forgiven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them Jannat al-Firdaws. So we don't have to run away from that place. Now, why Rasulullah said you should not go out, you must remain, and don't try to protect yourself but die with that disease? Because these symptoms or this virus, you know, germs are already entering into your body. And you're not realizing. You think, oh, I'm okay. These people are suffering. I'm still okay. Let me run out. But the germs are already entering into your body. And if you're going to run to next city or next town or next country, there you're going to spread that virus. And you will become a medium or means of spreading this epidemic virus in that city, in that country, wherever you are going to travel. That's why to stop it, not to go, just remain that virus in that particular area, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you should not go out from that city and town. And because you are Muslim and believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannat al-Firdaws because of your patience. Now, at the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he became a Khalifatul Muslimin, he was traveling for some great purpose towards Sham, Syria. And on the way, he heard that in Sham, the plague had spread. Now, he was outskirts of the Sham, and he stopped over there for overnight. And next morning, he's supposed to travel and proceed towards the Sham. Now, when he heard this news, now he got confused. So he gathered all the Sahaba Muhajirin radiallahu ta'ala anhum that we should proceed or we should go back to Medina Munawwara and protect ourselves. So he called all the Muhajirin and got their opinion, made mashwara with them. So they have different opinions. Some of the Muhajirin said, no, we should continue. There's a great purpose we came and we should have tawakkul and depend on taqdeer. Whatever will happen to us. We should not go to Medina. Other Sahaba's group said, no, we should protect ourselves. We already heard about this epidemic. We should not throw ourselves into the danger. We should go back to Medina. Then it was difference of opinion. So he gathered some Ansar, okay, called the Ansar to me. So all the people of Medina, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they came. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked them, what is your opinion? What is your mashwara? So among the Ansar also, there was a difference of opinion. Some of them say, no, we should continue. And if we die, we're going to be shaheed, it's okay. And some of them say, no, we should go back to Medina. We should not proceed. Now, Hazrat Umar could not decide anything. He said, now, call me the elders, Quraysh, the leaders of the Quraysh. Let me discuss with them. So very elderly Sahaba, they came. And Hazrat Umar made mashwara with them. They said, we should not go back, we should not proceed towards Sham, Syria, we should go back to Medina. That is our mashwara and it is up to you. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepted their mashwara and decided tomorrow morning we will go back to Medina Munawwara because the plague spread in Sham. So the Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very strong sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he heard that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to go back. He said, "Oh Umar, what happened to you? You are so brave leader and you are scared of your death. We came here for a very great purpose. We should finish our work and then we should go back. Why are you scared of the death? Hey, are you not believing in taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked to him very strange way and he said, "Oh Abu Ubaidah, I respect you because of your knowledge, because of your closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone else was said to me like this, I would have chopped him off. But I am leaving you because you are very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just think of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you intellect, knowledge, understanding. We are not running from the taqdeer of Allah. But if we say we are running from the taqdeer of Allah, we are going back to the taqdeer of Allah. That is also taqdeer of Allah. This is also qadr Allah that we should go back and we should protect our life. There are great sahaba in this army. If all of them will die in this plague, then Islam will have an danger. So we are not running from the taqdeer, rather we are going back to the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu or Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were not in the mashwara, they went for some other haja. And they didn't know what Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making mashwara. So they came back. So they, when he heard Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this is what happened, dispute happened, this different of opinions. And finally, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to go back to Medina. He said, "Yes, I have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And this is the hadith. He quoted it. "I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you hear that in some places, if the epidemic has been spread, don't try to go there. And if you are in that city, then don't try to run away from there." This is the hadith I heard directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he heard from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu this hadith, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Alhamdulillah, whatever decision I made because of my istihad, now I got the proof of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." My brothers, one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned very quickly, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 'Adhabun yab'athullahu 'ala man yasha'u wa inna Allah ja'alahu rahmatan lil mu'minin." ليس من أحدها قطعون فيمكث في بلدي صابرا محتسبا يعلم أنه لا يشبهه إلا ما كتب الله له إلا ما كتب. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the reason of this kind of epidemic disease to spread is the fahisha, when the sins spread widely, openly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this kind of azab in the form of the punishment. So this is whatever is happening there, Allah knows best, but this is the guideline. We should protect ourselves and we should try to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq.